Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. With me is my... I didn't even introduce you yet, bro.
That's what I say. I don't know.
What?
Like, I think I said it one time on Zoe's podcast.
I'm trying to introduce you. You're already talking. You're, like, messing up the whole, like, the order of things. With me, as always, is my son, Axel. He's talking now. You can hear him talking. It's Axel.
Polar bear. Yeah,
what's up? No, now you can talk, dude. I introduced you. Now go ahead. Be like, hey, what's up? I'm Axel. I'm the, like, cool guy on the show. And I'm, like, super dope.
Polar bear man.
Polar bear man?
Yeah, I'm the dude that says polar bear in every podcast.
You're, like, 14, dude.
No, you're, like, 14. No, I'm, like, 13. I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Do you know what we're talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about the Nile River.
This is not. Okay, like, this, I can't even. Okay. Like, we're. Okay, like, I can't. Give you responsibilities, bro.
You laughed.
Okay. Hey, we're gonna be talking. Are you hyped for the High Republic? Because I'm hyped for the High Republic. We're gonna be talking some High Republic adventures, and I have brought with me from the depths and highest echelons of comic book knowledge, I have brought to you people my personal comic book guy, who has been my comic book guy through thick and through thin, through, like, locations, like three locations.
Yeah. I had to beg you to stay. Don't leave. I always please come back.
He did that. But, like, it's, you know what? It's worth it. This is the astonishing AJ, the comic guy, who just happens to be my comic guy. What's up, AJ? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be on a podcast. I used to do a podcast years ago, and I gave it up completely, and it's really nice to just be out here talking about Star Wars, which is one of my absolute favorite things ever. And they make a lot of cool comic books.
It's true.
Yes. Star Wars High Republic Adventures is one of the best new comic books this year. Absolutely.
Yes. He said what we're all thinking. Yeah. Just, like, for a little, like, backstory, I have been going to Fat Collectibles, which is where AJ works now, for years. Like, I used to trade in the kids' Galactic Heroes to try to find them new Galactic Heroes. Like, I would go and, like, when the kids were teeny tiny little babies, they started coming out with these Galactic Heroes sets.
Oh, I missed that.
That had, like, 10 Galactic Heroes to a set. And it would be, like, two new ones.
Oh, my God. I used to have, like, the entire, like, Endor set. I don't know where
it
is now.
Yeah, we have it. Wait. It's hidden away from you, but we have it.
Where?
I'm not telling you.
Wait, why?
Because it's safe.
Okay.
But, like, and then I would take, like, you know, I'd take the Han Solo and the Luke that I already had, and I'd take them back to Fat Collectibles and be like, hey, like, do y'all have that Y-Wing set or something? Like, what can I, I'm looking for a Reek. I'm looking for something in a Nexu. Do you guys have that? And I would, like, try to come up and wheel and deal.
But I remember.
They made so many different sets, like, so many different characters for those toys.
Yeah, man. Like, the sort of Clone Wars era of toy making might have been our last golden age. Because it's like...
It definitely made a lot of different toys, and they made a lot of playsets, and they made a lot of vehicles. And
yeah,
you don't really see a lot of that anymore. Like,
and
play,
I know,
vehicles and playsets.
I miss the Hot Wheels that they used to make
all
really the time.
You really see
that. Like, I would always get those Hot Wheels, like Star Wars Hot Wheels.
That's true, yeah. And I know it's, like, easy, like, it is kind of easy to, like, make one clone and then repaint it 15 times, and I can be like, yo, that's Gree! That's my homie Gree! You know? And then to be like, yo, that's Commander Fi! How dope is that? But at the same time, they're not doing that anymore. They're not giving us, like...
Oh, they still are to a certain degree.
I don't know,
they,
dude.
They
it's taken
are.
Us 5 years
not,
to get Rebels,
like
Season 1 Rebels, so, you know, I'm not...
Yeah,
gonna
What's
hold
up
my
with
breath.
Season 4 Rebels? They haven't
Where's
made
my
any
Season 4 Rebels
season
at?
Four design.
This guy
yeah,
says what we're all should... thinking!
Guess what?
Well, okay, so this is funny you say that. There was a Comic-Con exclusive Grand Admiral Thrawn figure set, and he came with the Jedi Temple Guard helmet.
Yep.
And then I was just like, why isn't there a Kanan with this helmet? They really need to get on that, dude.
You know where there's a Kanan with that helmet? At my house when I put on the helmet.
Guess what? Stormtrooper.
You're the Kanan of the helmet. You don't
I am the Kanan with the helmet.
I have another story.
This better be good.
So I remember when my grandmother came over, your mom.
Yes.
You had a Nile shirt.
I did have a Nile shirt.
And she asked, hey, what's that on your shirt? And then he said, oh, it's the Nile.
We will ride the paths.
And then she said, oh, it's the Nile River. That's cool.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah,
I thought that was you. Okay.
No.
Okay. Real quick, let's get to, like, things. What am I doing? Okay, I'm going to go through the business real quick. You can check us out at theroguerebels.com. Go follow our Facebook page. Hit us up on The Rogue Rebels on Instagram and TikTok. And hit up. What are you doing, dude? You're making all this noise, bro.
I'm playing with my ghost.
Can you play with it quietly? Okay, it's the ghost. It should be silent. You can tweet us at Rogue Rebels Fam. And Axel just played some Twitch.
Oh, I'm back.
What's that?
I'm back.
You're back.
Oh, you didn't even notice I was gone.
We didn't even know you were gone. We didn't even know you were gone.
I left her. I had to go. Oh,
okay, that's not good. But the great thing is that you're back. Just in our hour of need. Just like Luke Skywalker.
I kind of feel like I'm going to cut in and out, guys.
This is going to be a show.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
You can check us out, Rogue Rebels on Twitch. We Twitch every Thursday at 3 p.m. and Axel decides whatever game he's going to play that day. Today we played, what did we play?
We played
Minecraft Story Mode, and I tried to understand it as we were going along, and it was kind of fun.
I don't know why, but it's been awesome to just like revisit all the things.
All the things that you loved when you were a child? Good times.
Clone Wars, Next Avengers.
Okay. Take this podcast that you're listening to right now and share it on social media. Share it with your friends. Go ahead and rate us and give us 5 stars. Don't be rude. Like, that is really nice. You have an iTunes account. I know you do. Just do it. Like, don't be a jerk. Also, you can check us out on Spotify, and we have Spotify playlists. If you only like High Republic, I got a playlist for you, and it has all the episodes where we cover High Republic stuff. This episode will be on that. And you like Bad Batch, I got a playlist for you. Do you love the Clone Wars? I got a playlist for you. Do you like Star Wars Resistance? I got a playlist for you. So we're all good.
I don't know about Resistance. I don't know about that one.
That's not going to get no play here, dude. Resistance is nothing but love. Not for us. Like, we love Star Wars animation.
What was his name? Kaz? Was that
Kaz
his name?
Kaz and Tam. And what's his name?
Niku. Is that his name?
Niku and Jarek Yeager.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched every episode. Don't get me wrong. I'm down for whatever, but gold stormtrooper, not as
Commander
cool
Pyre.
As all silver stormtrooper, but still pretty cool.
To be fair, he knew that. He wasn't talking back to Phasma or nothing.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
He's bronze.
Yeah. Oh, Axel, me and Axel already had that debate. You can hear that debate on our Rogue Rebels Resistance episodes, where we debate back and forth for hours about whether he's bronze or gold.
That was way back in the day, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was way back in the day.
Long hair.
You didn't even sound like this. Oh, God. On those podcasts, you're like, yeah, he's like bronze.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you didn't even sound like that. All right, let's get to it.
He is bronze. Guess what? I don't know.
You think he's bronze? You're on the Axel side?
Guess what?
I assumed he was gold, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's like, why would Phasma be okay with some punk being like above?
I think because she can punch the life out of him, probably.
Order.
He can wear whatever he wants, probably, dude. She could still destroy him.
I don't know. If I recall correctly, there was a reason why she was chrome silver.
Yes.
But I don't think there was a reason given why he was gold or bronze, for that matter.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
Like, he found a less cool ship to smelt his armor out of. He was like, this is rad. Like, or she started a trend. He's like, man, I'm going to be almost as cool as Captain Phasma. I'm just a commander, though.
I remember one time, your wife and my mother, the same person.
You could just say your mom. You don't have to, like, give her a relation to everybody in the room.
Yeah, so my mom got very mad at me when I bought a $15 Skeletor toy.
She didn't get that mad at you.
She got very mad at you.
I don't think
she
did.
Oh, you're a waste of money.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you're back.
As it turns out, dude, my starship is in a nebula right now, so I'm going to cut in and out. That's just how it's going to be.
Communications are spotty, and that's what it is.
How old is she?
Communications are spotty at best.
Yeah.
You needed somebody who knows about Star Wars comics. I know something.
Yes, you do.
So that's why I'm here.
So let's get to the comic stuff. We're going to talk High Republic Adventures Volume 1, which is basically issues 1 through 5, written by Daniel Jose Elder, my current writing hero. Pencils and inks by Harvey Tolibao, lettered by Jake M. Wood, colorist Rebecca Nalty, cover artist Harvey Tolibao, and it's published by IDW. And so far, I'm happy that I'm getting my comics monthly. Because IDW's a little touch and go with that.
But the last time they would go, last month they went away.
Nah, man, I got it. And I'm getting another one next week. I can't wait. But anyway, AJ, you had something you were telling me in the store the other day. Did you cut out again? No,
I'm still here.
Got it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What was I telling you? I don't remember.
You were telling me, like, Harvey Tolibao's first comic or something like that.
Oh, yes. It was Knights of the Old Republic, issue 12 from Dark Horse. Yes. And that's... then I know that you have, like, every Star Wars comic? Or yes. was that incorrect?
Well, I mean, currently it's no longer correct. Like, I used to have every Star Wars comic. I still have every, like, now I have every Star Wars canon comic. I've let go of a lot of my Legend stuff. Yeah, but I have, like, my ones, like, I have my, like, Quinlan Vos graphic novels.
Did you get a good deal when you sold that stuff?
I think so. Like, I don't think I'm doing too bad. Yeah.
You know, because I have been looking because I've worked at the store for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the early days, I was like, nah, dude, I ain't buying your Dark Horse Star Wars comics. Nah, no thank you. And then now, dude, they're so much more valuable than they used to be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, they're way more expensive now. Like, we got in a whole selection of Dark Horse, like, miniseries today. And dude, it brought back some really fond memories.
Nice.
And they were so expensive. Dude, Shadows of the Empire, the comic book adaptation, was like $80 for the full set. And I was like, what the hell? Wait, what?
Wow.
It doesn't even matter.
But it's
awesome.
That
never even happened.
That's a really good story, though.
I miss RJ.
Yes, it's really cool.
It matters in my heart.
It matters in my heart, too, because I remember the video game very well.
Yeah,
so.
That was a great game.
And I remember the weird version of Chewbacca with a flat top.
I believe his name. Oh, God. Did I just forget his name?
He had a name. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know.
Oh, God. I know
but that's not why we're here. We're
like,
here to
I
talk
literally
about
pulled
Star
this
Wars,
name out
High
of parties.
Republic. Dude, that's a really.
I cannot remember
Star
flat
Wars
top
Chewbacca,
dude.
For sure.
You just got me.
Chewbacca's alias.
You just got me killed by Star Wars Twitter right now. Because I can't remember Chewbacca's fake bounty. Snoova!
Snoova.
It's Snoova.
Snoova.
Got it. I'm saved.
Snoopy.
Okay. Anyway.
Damn, dude.
High Republic.
You are the ringer of Star Wars trivia.
Dude, I'm legit. I'm no joke.
You
okay.
are the best. You are
real talk,
really
though.
Good. Yeah.
I was on a podcast with, like, some friends, and they were like, hey, come on the podcast, and we'll do some Star Wars trivia. And I was like, cool. And then they were like, yeah, we got, like, our buddy from the Sith List. We got our buddy from Blue Harvest Podcast. And we got Alex from Star Wars Explained. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah,
like,
there's some heavy hitters right there.
Alex, of course, won everything, and we were like,
yeah.
And then I was just like, well, I beat Araj and Haas. I'm second, I guess. So, you know, you win some, you lose some, buddy. You can't win them all. There's always somebody better.
It's not a contest, I guess. Or I don't know, unless it was, I guess.
good times. If you want to hear a good episode of me talking with Star Wars Explained, he actually came on our show to talk about Victory's Price and kind of the Alphabet Squadron trilogy, which is super rad. I don't know, like, I know you like Star Wars to the point of, like I've been coming into your store for years. So, you know, I've been coming in on Wednesdays to pick up my Star Wars comics, and you know that I love Star Wars comics because my pull list is everything Star Wars.
Yeah.
Write that on the thing. If you get anything Star Wars, give it to me. And then, you'll be like, hey, man, did you see that new episode of Rebels? You know, back in the day. And nowadays, you're like, dude, did you see that Mandalorian? Dude, did you see, like, you know, whatever else came out?
I know you're going to know all about it. And you always tell me some interesting tidbit that I didn't know.
We've been having interesting, like, transactional conversations for 10 years. And then when I was thinking about somebody to bring on to talk about comics, I was like, dude, my comic guy, like, and me talk about comics all the time. I should just have him come and talk about comics. This is It's kind of a no-brainer. It's kind of like,
here. Yeah. Hey, speaking of comics, I was thinking about our heroes in High Republic Adventures, in the Adventures comic. So the idea with Adventures, Star Wars, correct me if I'm wrong, it's supposed to be for all ages readers, right? Or
it
young
seems,
readers.
Yeah, like
I
it's
don't
aimed
know.
At a younger audience.
But it does, like reading it, it doesn't seem any different
no.
than the other one. Like it doesn't really seem that much different to me at all.
Definitely
like they
not.
Don't seem that all that different, except, but this one is specifically about the Padawan characters, or like the
yeah.
main characters in it.
Exactly.
And they're all pretty interesting, especially, I think my favorite character is Quark. I want to see more Quark, is what I want to see, is my favorite of the whole lot.
Awesome.
Well, the reason I find him to be so fascinating is because he's wearing Darth Krayt's helmet.
It looks a lot like Darth Krayt's, huh? And you could also
yeah,
go, if
so.
You're like deep into that Legends, you could also say it looks a little bit like Darth Bane's, because he also had like a weird kind of claw-ish looking helmet. But yeah, it does look...
Bane didn't even have a helmet. He was bald.
Dude, but Darth Bane gets a helmet in like the second and third book. That's a whole other story.
No.
Trust me. Trust me, bro.
No.
Trust me.
And I also really like that Quark doesn't speak English. He just talks in the weird alien language.
Yeah. I love that about Star Wars, and that it doesn't shy away from those things. Like, they just let their people talk like whatever the thing is. And it's not, like, weird. Yeah. It's not really addressed. There's no, like, subtitles under Quark. Every time he speaks in the comic, there are just these weird little, like, glyphs.
Yeah. Weird symbols, yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone can understand what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Chewie. Like, it reminds me of Chewie. Like, they were really...
Chewbacca, yeah, exactly.
Like, if you think
and
about
RPG
it...
Too. Everyone could understand them, but...
Yeah, that was not done at that time. Like, that was, like, the first movie that probably came out where people were like, they just let Chewbacca... Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, exactly, Chewie. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what makes it so those characters so good. So I think I like him the best.
Awesome.
My second favorite would be Farzala.
Awesome.
He is really cool.
So I think you're going to be really happy
he's
with
really
the next
cool.
issue.
And I was like, well, he's an interesting looking alien. Is that a tattoo on his head? What is that? And
I
so I looked it up. Now I can't. I wrote it down in my notes, but I don't want to.
Okay. He's a Zygerian, right?
So he is the same alien race where the cat people.
Yeah.
That are slavered.
Yeah,
he's
a Zygerian.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, dude. And he doesn't really look like them, kind of, I guess.
Like, the ones we've seen in the cartoons are, like, warmer. Like, they're more brown, because he's, like, a little bit, like, more blue-grayish.
Yeah.
But, like, they do have the long pointed ears. Like, I can see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was one thing. I do really like this artist, RV.
I love.
Harvey's great, but I, like... He does draw some of the likenesses are strange. I'm not going to lie to you. His Yoda is a bit off.
Dude,
but
I like...
I don't even care. I still like it because it's Yoda, so it does.
I like he does have a different style, and I don't know even, like, where to place it. Like, it
yeah,
fits
it's
somewhere.
Very unique. It's,
yeah.
It's really cool. Like, I think it really is, like, it does kind of have, like, that kind of, like, childlike, a cartoony... vibe to it,
right.
But it still looks really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really good, and I love the comic version of High Republic because you can see all the designs.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
If you read it in a book, you're not really getting the whole. Like, I read the book where they talk about the Vector starfighters or whatever.
Okay,
and you know it's cool, but like being able to actually see what they look like,
exactly.
That's what you want.
Yeah, and then like another thing that I realized is after you read the comics,
I did anyway.
If you go back to the books, all of a sudden you can really picture those things a lot clearer
because
you already have seen
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's like a really good plus if you want to dive into the comics first and then go to the books. Like, so you mentioned like Vectors and stuff. Like, how deep are you into High Republic and I guess Star Wars in general? Like, I know I always talk with
I
you
know
about
a lot about Star Wars. Yeah. What do you? I guess
I'm
I
just
read
curious.
The first. I read the first High Republic book.
Okay.
Because I was like interested to see what it was about. And
cool.
it kind of like the whole thing, like it reminded me of Shadows of the Empire because it was like just some thing they just decided to make up that's not connected to, there's no movie.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're not like, we're just making up some new thing. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I'll check it out.
Cool.
But yeah,
cool.
That's about it though. I know that there's more, there are more than one. Like, how many books for High Republic are there right
like,
now?
Like, the available? Wave 1 of those three books initially came out, and then, like, two have just dropped, and one drops in, like, 2 weeks. So, like, the second wave is about to be complete in another 2 weeks. That'll be the next three books.
Oh, man. Dude, that is a lot of content.
And it is, like, moving, dude. Like, so these first five books kind of happen after that first three books of the, like, the novels. And then the next couple of issues that we're going to get, I guess, is going to happen during, like, one of the other books. Because, like, you know, spoilers, Lula shows up in one of the books.
Oh, yeah.
And Zine. So, like, a couple of the characters eventually, like, they do show up in some of the other stuff, which is really, really, really cool.
Twix.
That is cool.
So, that's the comics, I think, are supposed to show what Farzala and Quart are up to while Lula and Zine are off on Valo or whatever.
Okay, well.
Yeah. So, well, super dope.
I'm excited for the comic, then. I'm definitely going to keep reading because of my boy Quart.
Quart's in it. I'm in, and I'm like, there's some characters in the books that I really, really liked that seem like they're showing up in the next issue that I'm super jazzed about. Like, it's like another, like, it's going to be another cool thing of like, oh man, it's like those guys from the book, they're coming into the comic now. So I'm jazzed about that. So like it kind of starts and there's like a big, like we know about the Great Disaster if you read the books and all that. I guess we're going to start getting into the comic now. And like the
who's
pieces.
Who's your most hated character in all this? I think mine might be Twix.
His name's Crix, bro.
I know.
Okay, like, yeah, I, yeah, sure. Like, of course, he's the worst.
I don't know why, but like, he gives me a really good Simon.
Wait,
vibe.
Who's the worst?
Crix.
Wait, what?
Crix.
Yeah.
Which one is Crix?
He's the one that goes with the Nile.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah. You know who my favorite character is? Because you were all cool and positive and Star Wars-y. Axel went right after you and was like, you know what? Let me just tell you who I hate the most.
Oh my god, wait, no, I didn't even know that. Wait, I never heard you say
you know what?
He doesn't really,
honestly, this Crix character doesn't really make that much sense to me.
Yeah,
because he's like, oh, I'm part of this cult that just, like, hates Force users.
Right.
And then my best friend, oh, she can use the Force? Like, what? Well, I'm just going to join this gang of space pirates then. What? It doesn't make... I'm like, well, okay.
Like, there's a weird little, like, I don't know, sense of betrayal, like, that seems to be... And it almost seems like...
Oh, yeah, because
I'm trying,
like,
to think, like,
he hated the Jedi before, you know?
Yeah,
no, oh, like, I kind of get it. I like the idea is, like okay, these two characters... They grew up together, and then they both take completely opposite paths.
Right, right.
And do completely different things, and we'll see what happens to them as time goes on. Because, like, at the end of that last issue, when he, like, gets saved by Marcion Roe, I was like, why is he even caring about this kid? Why does he want to save him? Is there something that this kid knows or is special?
That's the bigger question that I have.
Yeah, like I find it hard to believe that this vicious space marauder...
But to be fair, like, on the other side of that coin, I think the Nile is made up of people like that. He finds these people who are unhappy and feel like they're not getting, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, have you seen Infinity Train, you know, like, the cartoon?
The what movie?
Infinity Train, the cartoon.
Infinity Train?
Yes.
What?
It's a cartoon.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Okay.
What is it called?
Infinity Train.
Yes.
No, I've not. What is Infinity Train?
So basically, no, I'm not gonna explain, but it's really good. It's on HBO, and Crix reminds me a lot of Simon. You know, like one of those like racist kind of guys who like believes, you know, that Jedi. You know.
Okay. Infinity Train stands. Let us know what's up.
That's awesome.
Hit us on the internet.
Let us know. But yes, so that's like he's part of a cult that her and the girl.
Yeah, the whole planet. They hate Jedi. They hate the Force, and they do not abide. I don't know.
Who ever thought of, that is a unusual? that is unusual,
well,
to say the least.
I don't know. Like I know, like on a what was it in the Clone Wars? Do you remember the episodes where Jar Jar has a girlfriend?
Wait. Yeah, yeah.
Like, remember on that planet, they were like, man, they hate Jedi over there. Like, and Jar Jar was like, it's cool, he's with me. because, like, they love me over there.
Yeah, there you go. So, there's definitely people that don't.
Yeah, not completely out of the ordinary.
But I think it really, because, and it's really, that's why the girl character, her name's Zine, is that her name?
Zine Morala, yes.
Yes, Zine's character is really interesting because she's grown up on this society where they're like, oh, using the force is evil. And then she has the force power and she's got to hide it. Mm-hmm. She's got to keep it a secret. And then she uses her power and then she realizes that there's other people out there just like her.
Yep.
It's like kind of like, you know, the X-Men. He's kind of like Kitty Pryde.
It's very like real life. Like in real life, it's a, you know, which like the X-Men was a whole thing that was like done, created to like really speak about like racism almost. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the isms in our society is what this is a lot like. She spends her whole life hiding this thing. And that's what Jubilee. X-Men was. She's Jubilee.
Yeah.
Oh, he just watched the animated series the other day. So he's all.
Wait, but like.
Stop. Don't you dare mention the episode. Don't you dare.
In episode, I think it's called Weapon X, episode 1, season something. Logan, it's Jean. Logan, and he runs out of the hospital, but he like shrinks on the way down.
Like he's clowning on 90s animation, dude. I can't like.
Well, you know, you can't win them all, okay?
Dude, but then like he put it on when we're all there, and it's four grown-ups in the room, and he's like. Hey, Wolverine shrinks, and we're all watching it, like, what are you talking about? And then we watch him run out the door, and it looks like he shrinks, because, like, the rate that he gets smaller doesn't quite pan with the rate that the door enters frame, and we all start laughing, and we're worse than the kids, and it's just, it's bad news. So now I can't even say anything.
I don't recall exactly the scene you're referring to, but I will say that the animation was not as good as it could have been.
You kids have it easy today.
Yeah, and I as at that time, like when that was on TV, there was another cartoon that was 100% like superior in quality, and that was called Batman: The Animated Series.
Rad.
And as a kid at that time, the X-Men meant way more to me than Batman did. So it was very sad for me knowing each week that that though X-Men is better than Batman, the cartoon is not. The cartoon just is not as good as the Batman cartoon. And don't get it twisted. I love them both. I think they're both super.
I regret to inform you, X-Men, that you are not the superior animation in this case.
It's not as good as that. That's not going to happen. I'm very sorry.
I never thought about it like that, but I completely agree.
Yeah. I loved X-Men more than I love Batman. But I mean, I love
Fair.
The most amazing thing.
I definitely like that one more. Anyways, back to this new mutant here called Zine Morala. She's really cool, and I had to look up, have we ever seen this alien before? I always want, like, whenever I'm reading, like, a Star Wars comic or watching a show or something, and they throw in some characters and there's weird aliens, I'm like, do I know this alien? Have we seen them before? And we did see her before, or her species before. She was the... It was in the episode of Clone Wars where there's the two Jedi sisters that get killed by the clone.
One of them
chip
does.
Malfunction.
Oh,
and I was like, dude, that's cool. That's
like when the chip goes off early?
I had no idea that those species came in different colors.
Yeah. Well, the two, one of them's green and one of them's red.
Dude, just like humans and every other species.
Yeah, they come in different colors on that planet.
Yeah. And the other sister, spoilers. I think gets killed by Grievous in the Son of Dathomir comic.
There you go.
Connected all the dots. Connected them.
I like that.
So these Padawans roll up on her. Okay, first of all, like the Padawans are on a ship with Yoda. And my personal favorite, you were asking me who's my favorite in the comic? My answer is none other than Buckets of Blood.
Oh my gosh, dude, he is so tight.
Dude, like
guy is great.
He is the best thing to happen in any comic ever in the world. And he just like, he literally like on page, you know, like in the second issue, he literally says, Buckets of Blood is on the scene and flies in with his lightsaber. And then it turns out that he's not
he doesn't refer. Yeah. Great.
He's not even super violent. He's like, yo, dude, I came to teach peeps like first aid and I don't like being in a fight. And Yoda's the one who's, like, ready to throw hands. Like, young Yoda is just ready to go.
He's not really young. He's just younger.
Younger. Okay, yeah. Younger.
Yeah. Younger.
Yeah.
Younger than he was when he was the first time.
Like, he ain't in his twilight years, Yoda. And, like, he's still, like, he's ready to move. He's ready to go. He, like, does his own solid snake mission for no reason.
Yeah, because he goes off with the cult leader guy.
Yeah. He's like, they're getting on the ship. He was like, I got this.
Why is he even going away with him? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
That has obviously got to be some kind of trap. So but Yoda's like, I don't care. I'm Yoda. I can handle it. Dude, buckets of blood, though. Okay. Dude, I was like, okay, what the heck is the deal with that? So I looked into it. So you know what? Well, this character is based on a real person.
Yes.
Based on a real guy.
This is a fact.
So check this out. Wait, the guy the guy who wrote this.
Yep.
Guy that wrote this, Daniel Jose Older.
Yep.
Before he was a writer, he was an EMT, and when he was an EMT, there was another EMT named Buckets of Blood.
Yep.
And that's why he's a healer. And I was like, dude, that is so cool.
So the way he talks about it,
that is a great.
Is that it's like it was like a guy the other EMTs would talk about. So it was like a little bit before his time, but it was like. You know, he would do things like that, like, buckets of blood doesn't do abdominal pain. Or, like, buckets of blood is coming on the 1019 over the radio. And he's like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. Like, but apparently that's what would happen with this guy. And he was so enthralled and encapsulated by this character that he, like, filed that away and was like, I'm going to have to do something with this one day. And he did.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see, like, these aliens, dude, they're always, like, shady. Like, but not this guy. He's a cool one of these.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He is not the guy, the Emperor's buddy. He's not that guy.
Yeah.
Why can I not remember his name?
I don't know. Because they never say his name.
I know, but I know it. I just don't know it right now.
I know. It's a lot of weird names.
Yeah, okay.
Can't remember. I can't remember them all. Maybe some Star Wars Explained can. He can remember them.
He has it fast. That's why he keeps winning.
But how is that guy?
Yeah,
like,
that's why he keeps winning. He already knows.
Like, I had no idea how that dude, like the... it's not Buck, but it's another blue guy. He has a beard, long hair.
Farzala.
How is he a... Padawan.
Because he is a...
He's got a beard.
What did we say? He's a Zygerian.
They're a furry alien race. Yeah. I forget what they're called. I have it written down in my notes.
Zygerian.
Siberian, okay.
He's a Zygerian. he's an alien, but Axel sees a guy with a beard, and he's like, that's not a Padawan.
That's a full-grown adult.
No, it's a Zygerian.
But those ears, though.
It's a young Zygerian.
My dad keeps on saying that Rick Astley in the...
Please don't go back to this again.
But how
Rick
do you
Astley?
Think? Yeah, but how do you think that he's 22 in that video?
What the never gonna?
Yeah.
Give you
he
up.
He is not in his 20s. He is a 15. He's probably 14. He's probably like around my age.
He's just a very youthful man, young man with an extremely deep voice. It happens sometimes. I don't know.
Okay.
It happens sometimes.
Look, dude, I don't know how we got here, but I'm going to move along now.
So yesterday, I bought this comic, and I took it out of the comic case, and I almost dropped it. I was so surprised at the weight of it. I almost dropped this comic. It's Tart Toxic Origins. I think someone else checked it out. They told me. It looks cool, but I just didn't want to go out empty-handed. I wanted something, usually I'll say, oh, you saw Yojimbo. Yeah, I'll take that. Shang-Chi? Yeah. I didn't see anything this time, but I just didn't want to come out empty-handed.
Okay, so this is a story of how you can't walk out of Fat Collectibles with nothing?
Yes.
Dude, I'm sure my boss is happy to hear that. Man. That's great.
You better hop into that, you better hop by that dollar bin.
Yes, this book is
Hey, you know what, dude? If you want to buy something that's entertaining, that's reasonably priced, dude, there's a whole section that's all dollar comics, man.
Wait, where?
Huge section. Yeah, it's in alphabetical order.
You checked it out already, yeah.
Oh, you mean like that freaking
full of different scene. Stuff. And actually, and if you bring something up to the counter and it looks cool, I could tell you if it's cool or not. I will tell you.
Yeah.
I will tell you that's lame or that's cool.
Yeah.
But you know, I take my word for it. It's only a dollar, and actually, you do get a discount even on the dollar comic. So.
Oh, really?
not like you're losing out.
It's good to have your comic guy that like helps you out like this and is like, hey, dude, that's not the fire. Don't get that one this month.
So basically, I saw a Guardians of the Galaxy comic that came out this month.
I don't know though. You pick some interesting things though. Yeah, you know, you guys. He does.
But like, I couldn't tell real if I wanted it or not. Like, I liked the movie and the other previous comics, but like, it didn't look interesting. But it looked really interesting because it said Guardians of the Galaxy. But I didn't know if it was interesting. You know, so probably
only one way to find out, I suppose.
Next week.
Bill's. Anyway, we'll see what happens next week. Yes. So, Torben Buck and Yoda, they drop down to help this planet because it's about to get hit.
Torben
Buck, that's his name. Buckets of Blood. Because they stop asking questions. You already read this comic. And like the pieces of the great disaster, there's still emergences and the pieces are falling to hit planets. And so they're like falling on this planet. And like the Padawans come down and Zine ends up helping the Padawans because they're just like her. And Crix is so betrayed that he leaves with the Nile. And the Nile's there too, because the Nile kidnaps like the village elder for some mysterious reason that we find out in a couple of issues. But like, the Nile are here for a reason, and Martian Rowe has this cool, legit, like Daft Punk helmet with a little eye that looks super dope. And yeah, I don't know. Like, what did you like? The Nile are so like crazy in this issue. They're just like people are like, fantastic. Hey, can you help us? They're like, great. You have a ship, and they're like, nah. Good luck with the apocalypse, though.
It looks like a giant spider.
Yeah, it's a giant spider ship. In fact, it's described in one of the later books. And that's pretty rad.
Oh, yeah, it's like
great. No, that yeah, their whole thing is great. They're great villains.
Yeah, and they're like
they're cool villains. They all have to wear cool helmets.
Yeah, they all look like super Mad Max punk rock, like super heavy metal.
Yeah,
they're awesome.
I can't even. I am really excited to see. I mean, if they make figures, they need them. Those guys are cool.
Wouldn't that be awesome, Hasbro?
We'll see.
I don't know, man. I'm still waiting for Rebel Season 4.
This isn't like it used to be. They're weird about the way the toys that they make. So, well, I don't know.
All right.
I'm not in charge of those sort of decisions. I just explain that stuff. That's all I
fair,
do.
I thought you were my guy.
It's better, and I'm glad that I know about it. I'm glad that I'm aware of what's coming out. You know, what do you got for me as a fan?
So like, together the Padawans and Yoda and everybody, they're able to like save the planet. Mostly the Nile kind of escape though, and they take that little kid with them, the little jerk kid, little Crix.
Yeah, for some reason
that a snail ate a whole tomato, like, it's crazy.
There's gotta be some reason why or what. Didn't he have like He has, like, a communicator or something that he communicates with Zine?
Yeah, well, he sneaks off with a communicator, and they talk to each other before the Jedi and the Nile both find out about the communicators. And they're, like, trying to, like, you know, Zine's like, look, I'm sorry, but, like, this is in me, and I've been this the whole time. And he's like, I don't know. I feel like you betrayed me the whole time. And she's like, look. And, like, they go back and forth a little bit, but, like, what ends up happening is the Nile are able to trace the communication to...
Now, go ahead, why anyone would choose to have the Force is just beyond me.
Okay, like, this dude's doing Lego Star Wars, like, callbacks now. Okay. Buckets of Blood at one point explains his like, name, and they're like, but why are you called Buckets of Blood? And he's like, Buckets of Blood to save lives! And it's hilarious and awesome, and it's the greatest thing in the world, and I love characters like this, and he's my favorite thing in the world. I think that's my favorite High Republic character right now, hands down.
Pretty cool.
After Yoda sneaks on board the ship, he gets off, but he like notices like a purple artifact that he's like, this looks important. And that may be something that you guys might see later.
Why is he
I don't know.
So small compared,
like, yeah, that's gotta be. Like, that's gonna have something to do with the cult guy.
Maybe you should check out the books or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Why is he so small, like, next to everyone else?
Yeah, Ormac, the elder.
Yeah.
That guy, he leaves with Yoda. Something's gonna happen there.
Okay, so the Padawans, and they all go back to Starlight. And this is where Zine gets to, like, be like, man, it's so awesome here. Like, I hang out with other Padawans who use the Force. They bring me brownies. Like, they're, like, Buckets of Blood is cooking pastries and treats and cookies.
Yeah. No, dude, it's like the X-Mansion. Moved into the X-Men.
Dude, this is so the X-Men. You're not even wrong.
I'm telling you, dude. That's exactly what...
Okay. So, does that mean that...
It's wonderful.
Does that mean that Crix went to, like, the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants?
Yeah, he did. Crix isn't even a mutant. Crix is, like, he's joining the Friends of Humanity. You're, like, anti-mutant haters. No, not even that. No, he's, like, joining...
He's joining, like, the Extinction Agenda or something.
Yeah, he's definitely on his own trip with those. Yeah.
He's over there with, like, Trask and those senators that are trying to pass anti-mutant legislation.
Mutant laws, yep.
Too real. Too real. Yeah. I don't like it.
Too real. Too much X-Men in this. So Star Wars.
So he's there with the Elder, and the Elder's kind of like, look, dude, like, they wanted me because... of this knowledge that I possess of this secret ancient relic that we all protect. Anyway, it's like lineage that is only supposed to be with us. And Crix is like, yo, hey man, if you tell me, like, then, you know, we'll be able to protect the knowledge together. And the Elder's like, that sounds like a great idea. I'm gonna tell you where it is. And then he, like, double crosses him and gets him killed. Like, you are a jerk, Crix. You are such a jerk.
Life a crime.
And it's literally like the Nile, like, Marchion Roe comes out and he's like, someone has this communicator that has been contacting the Jedi of our location. And Crix is like, it's that guy right there. This dude right to the left of me. Like, and the
really
Elder's like,
your
what?
Marchion Roe impression just now.
I got it. I can't take credit for it because I got it straight from the audiobook. If you do, like, Light of the Jedi in audiobook, like, the Martian Row there is very much like, we will find the paths and we will bring the Jedi and the Republic. And he has, like, this weird pronunciation and stuff. And then he's got the, like, mask, so he gets to be like, what are you talking about, Pan Eta? Or whatever. Kossiv, don't you think that I can, like, and it's really cool and rad, and I like it a lot. And I hope that
it
continues.
It's perfect. It's not how you would expect him to talk.
Exactly. And I love when Star Wars
it's
does
not
that.
Not how you'd expect him.
Or in this case, Star Wars audiobook actors.
You guys did know.
Dude, they found some good ones for that.
Is real in real life.
Is that a real question?
Well, like, can you believe that pandas are real?
That what are real?
Pandas. That's awesome, right? Pandas are real. They're a real living human. No, not animal. Animal.
Uh huh. Where are you going with this?
I thought Panda Express was, like, a fictional...
Oh, you thought this was, like, a legendary creature?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, a fictional...
We've seen him at the zoo, bro!
I've never been to the zoo.
You have! Well, you were too young to remember.
Well, I'm not old enough to...
Okay.
Well, I wasn't old enough.
Wait a minute. You didn't think pandas were real?
He didn't think pandas were real.
What?
He's
yeah,
seen them.
Real, man.
I think we went to the San Diego Zoo, like, when he was too young.
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, yes, pandas are real, but... the weirdest thing is, you know what a narwhal is? That's real, and that's crazy.
Crazy
unicorn whale.
Yeah, narwhals are real.
That's a
swordfish. Swordfish are real.
Look at that.
We ain't worried about that right now.
Well, I am.
All right, we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving. So he betrays him, and then, like, he's like Martian Roe turns into him, and he's like, "Hey, thanks for turning that guy in. You want to help us kill the Jedi?" And little jerk Crix is like, "Sure, I can't wait." And then on the other side, like, Zine and all them, they're like, hey, like, we don't want to ask this of you, but maybe you can help us find the Nile. And she's like, all right. So, like, they're going down
the
such
Jedi
a...
The Jedi is so much nicer.
Aren't they? Like, they're baking her cookies. How can she not? Like, this is the best thing ever. You got Lula over here teaching her how to meditate in the gardens on Starlight Beacon, which apparently is, like, the coolest new hot place in the galaxy. This is, like, the spot to be at. It's brand new. It just opened. It looks like a giant lightsaber in space.
I remember, like, a bunch
of giant,
like,
lightsaber
ball
in
because
space.
They were, like, anime
I bet you it's got shopping centers.
Library.
It has gardens.
shopping center. Yeah.
Because of Beacon Academy. And great. They saw this place that was like so much cooler. Like, oh my god, we've lost. And yes, you did lose.
But here's the thing, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in the time of the Rebellion or the time of the Clone Wars.
So, I mean,
what happened to it? It must have been destroyed somehow.
It apparently isn't the place to be at in about 200 years. So I don't know, somewhere between here and there.
And then,
I'm sorry. I dropped the ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. More stories to be told, right?
Yeah, we'll get there. Stories. Hopefully we'll get there.
We'll get there.
All right, so then, like, some Nile attack Starlight, and, like, buckets of blood, and all the masters get out, and Zine and the Padawans are like, oh my god, like, is there some way we can help? And they all jump in a Vector.
Oh, no, that's one of the best panels of the whole comic. Like, when they're all stuck in the ship, really
they all cram in the Vector, and they're like, we're gonna go talk to my friend. And meanwhile, her friend's like, I'm gonna lure you to this planet. He's such a jerk. And he shoots her out of... Oh, this is like later. He shoots her out of the sky when she's in a Vector by herself. Oh, because she leaves by herself. I skipped over a little bit.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. But they all like go and like try to help and stuff.
Yeah.
But yes.
He's being a punk, dude. He blows her out of the sky.
Yeah, he blows her out of the sky over like the moon of Ord Mantell, Quan Chi or something like that. The Elder is there. And the Elder and Yoda book out. They're like, the Elder is like, Yoda, I don't trust Jedi, but I'm going to trust you because one time when I was a little kid, you came by and saved the whole village, apparently, or something like that. And Yoda's like, yo, I probably did that. I hella did that, dude. You know how many places I saved when I was little?
Yeah.
That was kind of my thing.
He's done a lot of good deeds in his long life. That's what Jedi do.
They fly away and they disappear. Like, they book out. And, I don't know. Should I say it or should I not say it? I guess I shouldn't say it. Some of this, like, this particular moment, I believe has some repercussions on the books that I'm reading now.
Well, that's what an excellent editor would make sure.
You know, these story architects.
Want that all to connect. Yep, they want it all to fit together.
Okay, all the Jedi are on Quan Chi, and the Nile are there, and then they summon a giant Savrip, which you probably remember from the Djarik table.
Oh, that's what... Oh, yes!
Wait, what?
Oh, did you not realize that?
Wait, really?
I did not realize that's what that monster is supposed to be. Yeah.
This is the monster from, like, the real-life monster that the little Djarik piece... When R2 beats Chewie, it's with this guy.
And in Bad Batch.
Although I think she uses another guy. Zine has a little bit of a dark moment where she, like, almost chokes Crix out.
No, she should have. Good.
That's true. Like, half of me was like, go ahead.
And then Lula had to show up.
Yeah, hey, dude, like, Lulu. Keep her on the good path. Keep her on the good path.
Lula's good, but she's not good.
No, she's good.
Well, right now she's not good, but she's good.
Look, like, we all would have been
good
happier.
For now, but she could turn bad. You know.
Yeah. You never know. No, but look, like, it wasn't right.
But not right now.
That's not the way. It's not the way to do it.
Like, wasn't, like, Asajj Ventress, right? She was a Jedi Padawan, and then she turned bad.
Asajj is the best.
Asajj was good.
And isn't it, so I didn't realize this until the other day, but all of the Inquisitors were former Jedi. All of them.
Yeah.
They were all Jedis and went bad.
Yeah, yeah. That's really, really, that's one of my favorite kind of things about the Inquisitorious program.
Wait, when was the last time you saw a Temple Garden Clone Wars? You never did.
Yes, I did.
Wait, I didn't know there was Temple Gardens in Clone Wars.
Dude, that's where they came from.
But I thought the mask was...
Get to the mic.
I thought the mask was from, like, ruins from the Clone Wars.
No, but they actually, like, were, like, they're, like, when Ahsoka gets arrested, there's, like, four of them leading her down the hall, remember?
Well, I didn't even see them.
They were right next to her.
Well, I probably don't remember them.
Okay. Well, that's a separate issue.
Oof.
All right. So the Nile escape, the Jedi are, like, trying to bring down the giant spider ship, or, like, the little ship that they're trying to escape on, but the giant spider ship comes and grabs it. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a tractor beam. It just grabs it.
claws. Yeah. It's an awesome design. It looks cool as heck. It looks like it's from heavy metal, like the, you know.
Yeah.
The comic.
Right.
Magazine.
Right. Everything about this series is pretty heavy metal.
Yo, I'm going to lead this next panel.
Okay, you go ahead.
So then, Niall, man, takes off his
Martian helmet. Row.
Marching Row.
Close enough.
So yeah, Marching Row man takes off his helmet, and it reveals that, like, the crew is actually led by Keldor.
Do you know what that means?
Keldor from...
Are you talking about He-Man?
Yeah.
Skeletor?
Yes. Dude, it looks exactly like Keldor. Like, not gonna lie.
How do you know about Keldor? How do you even know about that? That's
I'm
a pretty...
I'm an old man, even though I'm only, like, 14 years old.
Don't open this bag of worms.
Well, like,
you can open it. You know, I love Masters of the Universe. That's one of my favorite things besides Star Wars.
Okay. Well, you approve of his recent purchases then.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. You got that first issue from last week?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Oh, dude, oh, yeah. Pleased. It was all pretty right, cool good. Time, they got dude. It went way deep.
But, like,
it went
awesome
way
things,
deep so... into, like, ancient Grayskull. Like, wow, it was cool.
But guess what? So
it was pretty, pretty cool. No, dude, this is what I gotta say, is why is it just, like, the villains, dude? It's, like, always, like, humans doing bad stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, he's not, like, human, but he is human-like.
But he used to
like,
be human.
He's just, like, a good-looking gray man.
Yeah. Like, but, like, that's what I love. Like how they showed that, like, Skeletor, like, was a person.
A
you know,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Just, like, what I loved about the old cartoon.
Know?
So he's, like, gray, but he just, like he's got blue. These dark eyes, and he's got, like, his hair all dope, like...
Just like Keldor.
He's, like, all good-looking.
He's literally Keldor. Well, he's blue with long hair.
Yeah, like, he's, but he's, like, dark gray, and he has, like, black eyes, and he gives his helmet to this little jerk kid. So now the kid has a super cool helmet.
What?
Now the kid's going to show up at all the parties with the coolest helmet.
But, like...
He is. So this is what, like... I honestly think this kid means something more than him just, like, he means something to Martian, though, for some reason. You wouldn't just, like, save him and give him this kind of... They
Fair.
Need another freaking yeah. thug on his ship. Like,
yeah.
he's got to be significant for
right.
some reason. I don't understand.
And to be fair, like, they went and recovered, like, that ancient relic that the Elder was protecting and all this. They went and got it. Like, he took Krix with him, and they went and followed the directions and found the item. Which may or may not have repercussions on the future of the High Republic.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I saw that issue 2 of He-Man, like the thing, comes
okay.
out on August 11th, the date of my birth.
All right, you want me to put that in your pull box there, sir?
I'll
yes, be happy
please.
To do that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is a podcast. We ain't supposed to be doing business on the podcast, bro.
But it's awesome because it comes out on my birthday. Like, how crazy is that?
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
All right. And then Zine goes back and they're like, look, you know, like, you can't be a Jedi, but we're going to teach you how to live with your gift. And will you stay and help us fight the Nile? I don't know what that means. But, like, she's joining the Nile. And I forgot to mention little Cham Cham. She has this little, like, flying
right.
bat
yeah.
pig creature that, like, bites
oh,
a Nile's finger off at one point.
Cham Cham.
And is super
it's,
cool.
It's
you know that little bat pig creature?
Mm-hmm.
Axel? That's not a real creature. That doesn't really exist.
We did not see Cham Cham at the San Diego Zoo.
I've never been to the San Diego
Zoo. You have, dude.
But I'm not old enough to remember.
I know, but it still happened.
Yeah, but...
Do you okay. want to know something crazy about Cham Cham? Like, now that I'm looking at him? Dude, Hordak had a pet
I know,
exactly
I...
like him.
Yep, that is
exactly like
what
that
I was
guy.
Thinking. In She-Ra, like the 80s one.
This is now a Master of the Universe's yeah, podcast.
He looks exactly like that, like, flying thing with, like, giant ears, you know? He was like,
yeah,
you're
does.
A disappointment. like, you know, when he talks to Bo. It was like, it was an accident.
Bo-Katan?
You're an accident. You know, like that guy with, like...
Rude.
Well, that's just what he says to Bo.
Right. All right.
Which, apparently, he was white. I never knew that.
So... We got Cham Cham, we got the whole gang, like, Zine's going off with the Jedi, and Krix is being a jerk with the Nile. And like, that's pretty much the entire run. But there's a lot of stuff in there and a lot of Martian Row. And, like, these Padawans are the coolest collection.
You mean the master?
Of young, awesome Padawans Wait. That I've seen. That's not a master, dude. His name is Farzala, and he's a Padawan.
But that guy is wearing a mask. Yeah, he's wearing a mask, right?
Yeah, he's also a Padawan.
Well, he what?
Those are all Padawans, dude. No. Everybody on the ship is a Padawan except for Yoda and Buckets of Blood.
No. No. Oh, God, I can't do this.
How did you not get that they were Padawans?
Well, look at them.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty clear. They, like, talk about it.
Okay, all right.
Like, I don't know why, but, like, that dude looks so cool. Like, he looks
Because
cool.
he's a Zygerian. That's why he has a beard.
He can't be cool. I mean, he can't be
But he's really he's short. Cool. He's not very tall.
Yeah, he's not tall.
Well, he's, like, he's not... probably, like, Nula's height, maybe.
I mean, well, Nula's also a Padawan.
Yeah, but they're all big Padawans.
Not that big.
They're bigger than me.
They're probably, like, not as big. They're probably, like, the same size as you. Anyway, the next couple of issues look like they're going to focus on Farzala and Quart. So, man.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'm excited, dude.
I think you're going
to
be
Very excited
super cool.
To see what happens.
And super happy. And, spoilers, I think they're going to hook up with the crew of the vessel which we met, or I met, in Into the Dark and have been dying to see in comic book form. And it looks like it's going to be dope. Because they've already released some preview pages.
I can't find my newspapers. They gotta be here somewhere.
Axel, who was your favorite character in the series?
In the series?
In this series, yeah.
Well, maybe Keldor? I don't know. Maybe Keldor?
Martian Row?
Yeah. Marching Bro.
Marching Bro.
Marching
Bro. Marching Bro is my favorite Star Wars character.
Marching Bro.
Marching Bro.
Bro Farzala. All right. Buck.
Done. Send tweet. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, there's so much, like, the things they're doing with the High Republic stuff in particular, it's like they're doing a really, really good job with it. Like, the books and the comics, the way that they're interweaving the story stuff, it's like really fitting together. And I think it's because, like, they're doing such a good job behind the scenes planning it all. And I'm loving every second of it.
I don't know why, but, like,
well, you know what it's missing. Missing a video game.
Ooh.
What is my High Republic video game?
What would... Okay, you're the guy right now. You're pitching it. What would it be? What would the High Republic video game be? Would it be Shadows of the Empire and you're, like, somebody else?
No, it would be just, like, Knights of the Old Republic. It'd be RPG
okay.
style game.
Yeah.
You know? That's what I think it should be. Like, open cool. world.
Yeah. And
you
you're like
play,
a Padawan.
You could play as a Jedi, or you could play as one of the Nihil. You want. You could play as either one.
Okay.
Or no, forget it. You know what? They should just bring back the fighting game. Remember, what was that? What was that Star
Masters
Wars fighting game called?
Masters of Teras Kasi.
That's the one. Yeah, that, but just the freaking High Adventures. Or, I'm sorry, High Republic Adventures.
Oblivion,
I keep saying
NPC
High
Adventures. I think NPCs in Skyrim are good. You know, they're funny.
If you were going to make a High Republic game, Axel, what would you make?
I think I would make a DLC, but it's like a skin makeover for this awesome game called Oblivion. I don't know if you guys are...
Never heard of it.
Yep, that's
But I'm listening.
That's why I said I don't okay. know if you guys are young enough to know who that is.
Young enough.
You know, kids in the 2000s.
It's too old for you guys, but your kids are going to love it.
Dude. I was not even born yet.
You guys ain't ready for that yet.
I wasn't even born yet when they came out, like the early 2000s. You know, like if you were a kid back then, which I wasn't, I was like,
right.
Well, I was a kid 6 years later.
Okay. Okay. What about, like, if I was going to make a game like this, like, I would kind of make it like open world, like you're talking, but maybe a little bit more like Breath of the Wild, like super open world and roamy and lots of little side quests and missions. And I would make sure to be a Padawan so you could use a lightsaber.
Because
what's the point of having a Star Wars game if you're not going to use a lightsaber, y'all?
If I was making...
Yeah.
I would go out of my way to make sure it's not an RPG because there's this Guardians of the Galaxy game coming out and I really want to play and it looks so cool, but it's an RPG and I'm so bad at those.
Just get better, man.
No.
All it takes is patience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's perhaps exactly. For the young one, it's time to learn patience.
Like, you haven't you beaten, like, every Final Fantasy game?
I beat every Final Fantasy game, like, up to, like, 13-2. Like, I'm missing a couple now.
Damn.
But, yeah. Yeah, you got any other questions? Any other Final Fantasy related?
I had a question.
What you got?
When Knights of the Old Republic came out, that was a video game first, and then it was a comic, right?
Yes. But, like, some people lump in, like, the Tales of the Jedi with that kind of thing, because that's also Old Republic.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, Tales of the Jedi came out, like, in 91 or 92.
Right,
and then
right.
Knights of the Old Republic came out. And then the Knights of the Old Republic comic came out, which was a pretty crazy comic book about a Padawan that was framed for murder. It's pretty metal.
Dope.
Yeah.
I never read any of those comics.
I need to read
those are pretty good comics. And you yeah. might know this, AJ. They just released two omnibuses that has the full run.
Oh, of those cool. comics. No, yeah. we didn't get those in. Damn.
Where he gets framed.
We should get them in, though. People really like Star Wars comics. Like, any yes, of that do. Old stuff, like, it does very well. People are really interested in older Star Wars comics.
Afro was really
especially
good.
Anything that Dark Horse
put out.
Really.
definitely. All right. I think, I don't know, man. You got anything else to say on this comic? I think we covered it pretty good.
That sounds good.
I don't think there's anything else that really needs to be spoken about.
You,
just everything.
July 23rd is almost
actually, not this specific, though. Did you read the Star Wars Adventures short that was
yes.
on frickin' Martian Rose spaceship?
Yeah, there was one little, in the new High Republic the Star Wars Adventures issue, there was one story that had Martian Rowe. And, like, his doctor, his Chadrafan doctor guy, who I forgot his name.
Yeah.
And their, what do they call it? Like, the hyperspace savant.
Yeah.
Was
yes.
Really
no,
cool.
Yes. That character was in the book. That
yes.
character was in the book.
Yes. Yeah. That those characters yeah, show up that. In the books a lot.
Yeah. That's cool that they did that. And, like, that monster that they ride on, isn't there there was a part in, like, was it, like, the third issue?
Yeah.
Where, like, the kid has to, like, I don't even remember. You remember the part I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
I forgot what the monster is called, though, but, like,
yeah.
on
but
the...
They're, like, a riding animal.
Yeah, and it's, like, a sport that, like, a blood sport that they have on the Gaze Electric,
yeah.
on Martian Rose ships, where they just, like,
yeah.
put the people on the monsters, and they fight each other, and it's, like, a whole thing.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Heavy Metal Magazine.
Yeah. Super gladiatorial. Super awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love every second of it. If you
that's
haven't, if you didn't dive into the newer books and all the stuff, like, it's moving into kind of crazy places, and I'm here for that.
All right. Well, I'll check them out. No, I will.
Yeah.
I'll get to it. I only have so much time in the day.
I get it, man.
A lot of comics.
There's a lot of Star Wars books. I get it. Oh, yeah. And
I
you
read
other stuff that's
comics.
Not even Star Wars. My time is full with just Star Wars.
Wait,
yeah, there's a well. They make a lot of Star Wars content,
a non-Star
and
Wars
you know,
comic.
For preparing for this discussion today, like I was like deeply like scrutinizing all the characters. Like,
you
I
got into it, yeah. Good times.
Yeah, I normally wouldn't have been like, oh, that's interesting. I needed to know more about. I needed to know more about Lula.
I like Lula,
yeah.
And like for those who are reading the books, like spoilers, Lula shows up in Race to Crash Point Tower, and so does Zine. So there's like some really cool connections where the characters are starting to.
Is Zine going
to
become a Jedi herself? Like, is that the?
I don't know, man. We're going to have to follow this series to its end, I suppose. Dun dun dun! Okay. Keep buying issues of Star Wars Adventures, I guess.
Just a warning. Be careful.
Until they decide it was a bad idea, and then they never talk about it again. No, they're not going to do that. These characters are compelling.
They're not.
Never
yeah.
forgotten. They've enriched.
They have a plan, AJ. They have a plan.
They've enriched the whole Star Wars universe. Are you trying to tell me there's going to be like a time travel situation, like in Rebels?
I'm not going world between worlds on you. I'm just
like, is that what's going to happen with them?
They seem to be doing well, and I'm sure they got their stories all worked out. You know, they've been doing a good job so far.
So after Bad Batch is over, what is the next Star Wars cartoon they're making. What is the next animated Star Wars?
The next cartoon comes out September 22nd, and it's Star Wars Visions. And it's those, like, 10 anime episodes.
Right, okay.
And then in December, we get Book of Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Right, well, you can't go wrong there.
So, I'm here for all
That's
of it.
That's exciting as all
get
out.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good year to be a Star Wars fan.
It is.
I'd say.
But, you know, for me, it was a bad year to become Dark Crystal fan because, like, the comic series came out, like, 2 years ago and I missed it. And I'm really
upset. Catch up, dude. Just go pick up one back issue at a time.
Well, guess what? No, people are selling them on eBay for, like...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Oh, no.
One of those.
Wait, people. What? Dark Crystal comics?
Yeah, I gotta find them. I don't know where to get them.
Have you tried the comic store?
We didn't have them in the back issue bin. None?
But to be fair, I haven't even started looking for them.
Well, that's your first problem.
That is true.
You go to a comic book store every week.
Every week.
Every week. I know, you guys usually aren't there that long, so I understand you. Like, you go in, you focus on what you're looking
for.
Hey,
I know what I'm getting. I don't need to spend a lot of time for back issues.
He doesn't. Not messing around with nothing else.
I go in, I handle my Star Wars business, and I go home.
Go, yeah.
To read my Star Wars
Jedi
business. Jedi business. Go back to your drinks.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Exactly.
real quick, AJ, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. It has been a delight and a pleasure, just as I predicted. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for letting me be part of the show.
Yeah.
Sorry about the technical problems, but, you know,
it happens.
What happens when you live out in the outer rim.
It happens. And, you know, I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
You guys?
On Wednesday, I'll see if I can find any of those Dark Crystal comics for you.
Ooh.
I appreciate this.
You guys,
so much.
Go support your local comic shops. If you are local to Brea, that is the Fat Collectibles that I go to, and they always take care of me. And, yeah, good times.
Yes.
You know? So, real quick, just once again, you can check us out at theroguerebels.com. You can hit us on Instagram and Twitter. Oh, no, Instagram and TikTok. At the Rogue Rebels, and you can tweet us at Rogue Rebels Fam. And make sure you're following the podcast. Make sure you're sharing the podcast. You listen to the podcast. Share it with a couple of your friends.
It costs money to share.
It doesn't. It costs you nothing.
It costs money to have a phone.
But if you already have the phone, then you can still share the podcast for no additional charge.
But what if people are listening to this on a school computer like me?
Son, you're making this harder than it has to be.
Well, it is for me.
Please share the podcast. Help us grow. Come on, give us a rating. I ain't seen a new rating in a long time. I don't visit iTunes a lot, man, but, like, you got me out here hustling for iTunes ratings, man.
When's the last time anyone else wanted
don't
to
ask
go?
Questions that don't have answers, boy.
But when's the last time anyone else went to iTunes because there's something that we wanted there? Like, there's been no...
I don't know. Anyway... What an episode. I'm going to talk some more High Republic stuff very, very soon. Right now, we're going to keep going back and forth between High Republic and Bad Batch. So, look forward, because I'm going to be doing a couple episodes on The Rising Storm, Race to Crash Point Tower, and very soon, we're going to be doing Out of the Shadows. So, stay hyped for the High Republic. Hit us up anywhere you find us on all social medias. Just look for the Rogue Rebels. And... thanks for coming. Check
this
you later.
Batch of cookies went out
what?
Very bad.
The bad batch.
Later.
Peace.
For the survival of
that's
the
it. That's
like
podcast.
Casual.
We did it.
The
like
fate
casual.
Of all Jedi. For control of the Force itself.